Security threats are evolving, but so is your company. Incidents are on the rise, but your organization can rise above them. Risk management is growing more complex, but you have what it takes to overcome complexity. Bring your security to life with Trellix.
All right. That is sports, man. DES 365. We in here, man. The place where sports opinions collide. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7. Today, I'm talking about the top three things going into the second half of the NBA season. For me, first and foremost is Joel Embiid's health going to stay healthy down the stretch? Obviously, with his MVP run this year, I want him to be as healthy as possible because right now he looks like the most dominant player in the NBA, and I want that to continue throughout the postseason, especially with them acquiring James Harden. I want to see them go far, so he needs to be healthy. Can he stay healthy? That's a big question. Number two, can the Golden State Warriors get healthy? Because we've seen what they are when Draymond at least is there. But Wiseman has been out all year. We have not seen James Wiseman. And I agree with Shelton. He's been talking about without Draymond in the lineup, with Kayvon Looney being the only big right now, when they're small, they get exposed. And that's a problem, and I agree. So they need to get healthy if they really want to make a deep playoff run. Last but not least, man, how the hell can we talk NBA and not mention the King? We got to talk about the King. He's playing exceptional. He is defying Father Time. But his team is not winning. And it seems as if, as good as LeBron is playing, is it good enough to will his team to victory? Because it's not as of right now. I want to say that they're in the play-in as of right now, as of today, as we're recording. But with that being said, can they reach number six? Are they mathematically out? I don't know. I have not looked at the schedule. I don't know how many games they have left. I don't know how many games back they are. But what I do know that this looks bad on the Lakers organization when you got this guy that is old as hell by NBA standards still playing at an elite level, and you got dudes like Anthony Davis always getting hurt. You got dudes like Russell Westbrook getting a 79 rating now in 2K. Like you know what I'm saying? And LeBron is still out here year, whatever it is, 20-something plus, putting up numbers. I feel bad for the man. But it is what it is. Those are my top three things I'm looking toward the second half of the season. It's a lot about health because health is wealth. Yeah.